from WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Tuesday, April 5th. Coming up, as we celebrate the 100th anniversary of WILL's first radio broadcast this week, today we look back at a visit to the University of Illinois by the black poet Langston Hughes, the WILL broadcast in the late 1950s. That story in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Democrats in Springfield are floating new ways to help Illinois police as part of an anti-crime push. Dave McKinney has more.
Lawmakers are expected to conclude their spring session Friday, and Democrats are trying to shine their anti-crime credentials ahead of the fall elections. Yesterday, State Senator Rachel Crow of downstate Glen Carbon and other Democrats put forward several bills to aid first responders.
Our brave members of law enforcement have continually shown up for us, and today, we as members of the Senate and the General Assembly are showing up for them.
Democrats want to help cops and firefighters find childcare, boost police recruitment, and offer financial incentives if officers stay in the job past age 55. Republicans have attacked Democrats for being anti-police and ridiculed the plans yesterday as an attempt to, quote, rewrite history. This is Dave McKinney.
As Champaign Unifor teachers and board members negotiate a new contract, parents are waiting to hear how the school day might change. Teachers will vote on a contract tonight that would lengthen the elementary school day by 35 minutes for students and by 5 minutes for teachers, according to a union email to membership. This change would start in the fall of 2023. Some parents oppose the longer day, some support it, and some are worried that it might increase long bus rides.
My kids, if they rode the bus, wouldn't get to my neighborhood until 2 hours after the school got out. So pushing the school day even further only exacerbates that.
That's Father Rodrigo Vargas. Here's A.D. Lukau on why his child would enjoy more time.
The morning when he wake up, he go brush his teeth for himself. I want to go to school. I say, okay.
Vargas and Lukau are both fathers of students at Booker T. Washington STEM Academy. Champaign County health officials report that the number of active COVID-19 cases in Champaign County is now 257. That's up by nearly 90 cases from a week ago, but considerably lower than the peak of 7,000 active cases in mid-January. Carle Hospital in Urbana, which serves several counties, reports 11 patients hospitalized with COVID-19. None of those patients are in the ICU. Carle reports zero COVID-19 patients in the ICU at any of its five hospitals in the region. That's a first since November 2020. Still to come, we'll hear an encore presentation of a story we first brought you in February, as Jim Meadows tells us about a WILL broadcast featuring the black poet Langston Hughes. That's coming up next on 217 Today.
WILL is pleased to offer our members an exclusive opportunity to watch the revival of the classic masterpiece series Upstairs Downstairs. This version is set at beautiful 165 Eaton Place 6 years after the initial series concluded. Parlor maid Rose Buck is back on the job for a new set of aristocratic homeowners, and she has to recruit a new staff of servants. Eaton Place remains a hotbed of secrets, lies, and scandal. Learn how you can watch the entire series and other critically acclaimed dramas at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Tomorrow marks the 100th anniversary of WILL's first broadcast. To celebrate, we're bringing you stories this week about the history of this station. Much of that history can be found in the recordings it made and archived over the years. One recording dates back to 1957, when one of the 20th century's leading African-American writers paid a visit to the University of Illinois. Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows has more on the poet Langston Hughes in this feature we first aired in February.
That's very nice indeed to be back on your campus again. The last time that I read my poems here was at least 10 or 12 or somebody said last night 15 years ago.
That's the voice of Langston Hughes giving a poetry reading in the auditorium of Gregory Hall in 1957. The auditorium was one of several around the University of Illinois campus that were wired for sound, allowing WILL radio to record faculty, lecturers, and guest speakers.
At any rate, it's been quite a little while, and certainly I hope that all the students who were here then have graduated by now.
You can hear the audience laughing. It's very clear from the way he's speaking to them that it's definitely an audience primarily made up of university students at the time.
That's Jimitris Rimkus, a reference archivist for the University of Illinois. She learned about WILL's Langston Hughes recording a few years ago, She found the recording digitized on the website of the U of I archives, but it was originally recorded on 16-inch phonograph discs designed for radio use.
My racial and ethnic background is African American, and I'm familiar with Langston Hughes as far as the Harlem Renaissance, and I've read his poetry. I grew up with books of his poetry and reading it, but I actually never heard him speak before.
In his 1957 visit to the U of I, Langston Hughes told his audience he would read some of the same poems that he read during his previous visit in 1945. Some were from the 1920s, when Hughes first made a name for himself as one of the poets of the Harlem Renaissance. Some fit the category of jazz poetry, taking on the forms and themes of jazz music, spirituals, and the blues.
I will read you a blues for a man to sing, and you can tell that this blues was written some years ago because it mentions the WPA. It's a Depression time blues, but it's sort of typical of the of one phase of subject matter in the blues, of being out of work. And this one goes like this. I walked the streets till the shoes wore off my feet. I done walked the streets till the shoes wore off my feet. I've been looking for a job so that I could eat. I couldn't find no job, so I went to the WPA. Couldn't find no job, so I went to the WPA. WPA man told me, you got to live here a year and a day. A year and a day, Lord, in this great big lonesome town. A year and a day in this great big lonesome town. I might starve for a year, but that extra day would get me down. Well, that is the mood of the blues. Usually despondency, but something somewhere in the lyric that will make people laugh.
In writing poetry on African-American themes, Langston Hughes included poems about American racism. Their subject matter ranged from lynchings to this gentler poem that Hughes included in his U of I reading, Looking at Jim Crow Laws Through the Eyes of a Child.
Where is the Jim Crow section on this merry-go-round, mister? Because I want to ride. Down south where I come from, white and colored can't sit side by side. Down south on the train, there's a Jim Crow car. On the bus, we're put in the back. But there ain't no back to a merry-go-round. Where's a horse for a kid that's black?
Langston Hughes reading his often anthologized poem, Merry-Go-Round, to a University of Illinois audience, recorded by WYLL in 1957. To archivist Jemetris Rimkus, the recording revealed an informality in Hughes's presentation, which made her think the poetry reading was not the main reason for his visit. Rimkus says the main reason, which she discovered after some detective work, is this one-act opera based on the biblical Book of Esther. It had its inaugural performance at the University of Illinois the night before Langston Hughes's poetry reading. It's one of several collaborations between Hughes and the German-American composer Jan Meyerowitz. Rimkus discovered a program for a campus arts festival tucked in with notes from an English professor who had introduced Hughes at the reading.
And in it mentions Esther, and very small, almost unnoticeable, says libretto, Langston Hughes. And so that was why he was there.
Langston Hughes's 1957 visit to the U of I campus came just a few months after the end of the Montgomery bus boycott, and just a few months before President Eisenhower's signing of a civil rights bill that had been watered down by Southern Democrats in Congress. At his poetry reading, Langston Hughes said there had been progress on the civil rights front, but not enough.
Some of the colonial people that are achieving their freedom in Africa and Asia have more freedom than some of our own American, in quotes, citizens in Mississippi and Alabama and Georgia. And so, I think we need to move a little faster in some areas of our race relations in this country. But, nevertheless, I think we can all look forward with the kind of optimism to tomorrow that I try to express in this final poem, a poem called Tomorrow. We have tomorrow bright before us like a flame. Yesterday, a night gone thing, a sundown name. And dawn today, broad arch above the road we came. We march, Americans together, we march.
The University of Illinois archives hold thousands of 16-inch discs used by WYLL to record campus speakers and concerts, as well as the station's in-studio productions. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Public Media.
Listen tomorrow morning as we celebrate the 100th anniversary of WYLL's inaugural broadcast. Jim Meadows will take us back to 1922 and the state of broadcasting when WYLL signed on for the very first time. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see partly cloudy skies today with a chance of showers and a high of 60 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Farrah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by Dave McKinney, Emily Hayes, and Jim Meadows. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.